Good morning. Hey, hey, it's Labor Day. Yeah, come on. We're laboring on Labor Day. Is that a good thing? Hey, we got to be better than that. We got to labor on Labor Day and really love it. So turn to your neighbor and go, I'm glad you're laboring on Labor Day. Give him a fist pound. Come on.
Hey.
Kate, I'm glad. Laboring on Labor Day. Nice. That's better. It's okay. It's raining out. All those people on vacation, it's raining on Labor Day.
You don't want to be at the beach anyway.
No, you want to be studying. All right.
Maybe.
Hey, well, happy Labor Day. I'm excited because this semester at the gathering on Sunday nights, Kate, we are going to be taking a deeper look at Paul's letter to the Christian community in Philippi. And why I'm really excited about that, because I think most of the challenges as well as the encouragement that Paul applies to the Christian community in Philippi can be applied and transferred over to us here, the community at Hope College. It's interesting that the city of Philippi was a large trade and commercial city, which was located on one of the large highways at the time known as the Ignatian?
Sounds great.
Thank you. Ignatian Way, which meant that there was all kinds of travel that was going through the city of Philippi, which means there was all kinds of different people represented throughout the ancient world. It was a very diverse population, which probably reflected in the Christian community that Paul was writing to at Philippi.
Definitely. And I think given that diversity, it makes sense that one of the things Paul stresses over and over and over again in this letter is that he hopes that they'll be unified and have the same mind and the same love to give them common ground to stand on. And one of the pivotal texts that we hear this in is right away in Philippians chapter 2. And Paul says this, if there's any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete and be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Each of you should look not to your own interests, but to the interest of others.
And Paul continues with that text saying, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but he emptied himself, taking on the form of a slave and being found in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Isn't that a great text?
It's a great text.
But what's hard for me, Kate, is the first part that you recited. That part, I don't know what verse exactly it is, but it says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but regard others better than yourselves. And then it goes on, and let each of you look not to your own interests, but the interests of others. I don't know about you guys, but if we're being really honest, I don't gravitate towards humility, and Kate knows that every day. But okay, you don't have to affirm it that much. But I don't gravitate towards humility and then putting others' interests over mine. I tend to be more prone towards promoting my own interests first and a little prideful sometimes, just being honest.
I like the honesty, Paul. Hey, if I'm going to be honest, I think one of the things that strikes me is this idea of obedience. I like to think of myself as an obedient person. I know the rules, I follow the rules, I do what's right. I'm one of those people who, you know, when you open up a new game, takes out the rules and don't even dare roll the die until we have clarified exactly how we're playing this game.
How many other people are like that? We got another couple? Yep, okay.
Two. Oh, thanks, Josh.
Yeah, I knew it. Yeah.
Now, lest you think that makes me, like, rigid and not fun, I can flex. I'm into, like, house rules and changing the rules of the game. Just make it clear before you start. None of this, like, oh, that's not how we play it. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a few... I think there's a few reasons I'm wired this way. I think one of them is that I like to know what's right. And I like to know what I'm supposed to do. The tricky thing about following Jesus, however, is Jesus often ups the ante and takes it to a whole new level. I like to think I'm an obedient person. Jesus humbled himself and was obedient to the point of death. He died to himself. He died to his rights. He died to his entitlement. And I don't know about you, but I know that there's things in my life that I need to die to that I don't necessarily want to. Thought patterns I have, or ways I might engage in conversation about things or other people. I don't always want to take the time to listen, but would rather take the time to get my point across. It's hard to die to our own desires, and it sometimes makes me wonder if it is even possible at all.
And that's where Paul says it is possible. And if you read further along in the text beyond what we just recited, in verse 14, he gives us a clue where it can be possible. And he says this, it's possible when we hold fast to the word. When we hold fast to the word. See, Paul understood the power of God's word, not only to point out our sin, as we both acknowledge things that we have trouble with in our lives, but also the word reveals a different vision that we can live into as well, which is so cool. Mm-hmm. Hold fast to the word is what Paul says.
He does, and the thing about it is, it's not just about me, Kate, holding fast to the word, or you, Paul, holding fast to the word, but it's about us as a community holding fast to the word. The word is meant to be read and listened to and heard in community. And that's what our hope is for us as a community of hope, that this year will be a community that holds fast to the word together. And there's many ways that this can happen. And one of the ways this can happen is by joining with some other students who want to hold fast to the word. Now here's a little shout out. Where are all the ladies? All the women.
Woo-hoo!
Come on. Lame. Die to yourself. Die to yourself. Oh, see, I wasn't being obedient. You shouldn't say things like that. Anyway, all the women, if you are a woman, if you are a freshman or sophomore or junior or senior woman, I would love you to participate in a women's small group Bible study. There's about 60 leaders who have been trained and are excited to dig deeper in the word. So you can sign up online at grow.hope.edu by the end of this week. So by Friday, sign up if you want to get into a Bible study with other women on campus.
That's one great way to hold fast to the word as a community. But another great way is Talmudim groups. Yes, and that is joining men and women together of all ages, freshmen, juniors, sophomores, seniors, and that they gather once a week for 5 weeks to do three things, to memorize scripture together, which the scripture this year that we're going to be memorizing is what Kate and I just recited, Philippians 2, 1 through 11, as well as responding to the word in community and praying together in community. Talmudim groups will start next week. Sign up for Talmudim groups happens this week as well, too. So that's another way that we can hold fast to the word together as a community. Mm-hmm. But again, these are just two. There's all kinds of other things on campus that promote that as well. So if you see those, sign up.
Yeah, and we should say also on our website are resources for anyone who wants to dig deeper into the book of Philippians. You could just go there and find them.
Kate, I see some people leaving. I think we should wrap up.
Well, isn't that convenient?
Yes.
I was thinking the same thing.
We'll wrap it.
Same mind right here, man.
Yeah.
Hear this, though. We desire, and Paul desired for this community to be unified, not for the sake of unity in and of itself. There's lots of things and purposes you can become unified around that aren't always life-giving. But Paul desired for Philippi, and we desire for you, that we will be unified so that every tongue in heaven and on earth and under the earth will proclaim the name that's exalted above them all, Jesus Christ. To the glory of God the Father, let it be so. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word, and we ask now that by your Spirit you will give us the encouragement to hold fast to it as a community. God, thanks for a place like Hope where we can come together and worship and come together and study and learn. We thank you for that. We pray for this day. May you go before us, beside us, and behind us. And we pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace.